Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, Detroit City Council's Planning and Economic Development Committee is scheduled to consider the incentives Detroit is offering to Fiat Chrysler to build a new Jeep assembly plant on the east side of the city. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes notes the backdrop for all of this, the history of what Detroit gave the Illich family to help build their Little Caesars Arena, a history with a lot of failed promises made by the billionaire family. Daniel, certainly there's eagerness at City Hall to land Detroit's first auto assembly plant in, what, some 30 years. This is a big get.
It's a huge get, and it's also a get of building the most, the hottest SUV in the world right now. It's huge for Detroit, and we've seen, like in GM and Lordstown, how valuable an auto plant is to a community. And there's no question that getting a plant like this in Detroit to build Grand Cherokees of all shapes and sizes is huge.
I mean, we're talking, what, $2.5 billion investment, and you're talking about 5,000-some jobs.
Almost 5,000 jobs, that's right.
Yes.
And Detroiters will get second crack at those jobs. And what I mean by that, the first in line will be any existing FCA, UAW employees who can bid on those jobs. And after that, a first in line will be Detroiters.
All right. So to get this plant to build out that FCA wants, what has to happen?
Well, the city had to assemble about 200 acres of land adjacent to the city, some of which was owned by other property owners, including the Maroon family.
Mm.
So they cut a deal with the Maroon family and essentially did some land swapping. And so people in southwest Detroit are now upset that Mattie Maroon has got more land in their neighborhood and they weren't consulted. So you've got that going on. But I think in both cases, with both the Illiches that you mentioned at the top and the Maroons, they were here very early in Detroit. They've been landowners for a very long time through some very lean times. And there are some really bad feelings, I think, within the community, even within the business community, about the way that those folks take care of that land and what they haven't done with it or the uses that they have used for.
And let's just kind of revisit, just to refresh memories of everybody around the state listening to us talk.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke with your colleague Nolan Finley about his recent editorial holding the Illiches to task for a whole heap of failed promises.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. With District Detroit is a development that is anchored by Little Caesars Arena. And it gets about between $350 and $400 million in public subsidies for that project. And as part of that, what they were supposed to be doing is doing a lot of residential and commercial development around the arena. Instead, what you see, and you don't need an urban planning degree to see this, is a lot of surface parking lots with some nice flowers and some nice manicured beds and things like that. But nevertheless, surface parking lots in the core downtown. And the sense is that the Illiches have not delivered on a lot of their promises. They've made some excuses. And frankly, as people have been writing about this issue, they have been stonily silent. There was an HBO special that caused them to make a statement and push back a little bit. They pushed back on that, and that's been about it.
That's been about it. And we should note, of all of those parking lots, the city of Detroit doesn't get a penny.
That's right. And the other thing is that the value of that land that they could capture additional taxes off of is not being invested in. So that land as a parking lot is less valuable than it would be as a, let's say, a building with commercial retail on the ground floor and maybe residents above it.
Okay, so what lessons should the city, which of course is eager to land Detroit's first assembly plant in some 30 years, as they sit down and work with all of these landowners, including the Maroons, giving FCA what it wants, what lessons does the city need to take from what happened with the Illiches and District Detroit?
I think they've already learned the lessons. In some recent deals that they've done, they put in requirements for hiring a certain amount of Detroiters to the extent possible. They've created a mechanism that tracks city income taxes, though. So every year, the FCA will have to say how many of the people that are on their payroll pay city income taxes and live in the city, that is, pay resident rates, not non-resident rates, as there are two different rates in Detroit. So they want to be able to hold their feet to the fire, to put it bluntly, and they will fine them if they don't meet those targets.
And what does this actually serve to, as a benchmark, doesn't it, for future, when you think of the development that's going on, names like Ford, names like Gilbert, how does this affect future plans going forward?
Well, I think one of the points I made in the piece, and I've made it several times, is I think we have a business community now that is aggressive and opportunistic in Detroit, and they know that keeping your promises is good business in Detroit. And so you see companies like Ford, like FCA, like Dan Gilbert, like DTE Energy, and others who are doing what they say they're going to do. And I think the lesson is the people who were here first, the Maroons, the Illiches, they have a record of not doing what they say they're going to do. And I think that's the real distinction. Now, the city is putting in some expectations and putting them in contracts to make sure that things get done the way they promise they will be done, community benefits agreements and things like that. But I don't think there's any question that the ethos of the business leadership today in general is do what you say you're going to do.
And as Nolan pointed out as we talked with him, when Mayor Duggan is asked about District Detroit and the failed promises, he just says, I'm focusing on the neighborhood. So it seems City Hall realizes that that ship sailed.
As they say in Germany, yein. yes and no. I mean, I think, look, they will also say, this deal wasn't cut by me, by Mayor Duggan. This was cut by the emergency manager, which I think is a bit of a cop-out. It's still their problem. I will also say that I get the distinct impression in talking to some people who are in a position to know that they're going to turn their attention to this Illich situation and try to turn up the heat in certain ways, because it is a problem, and it creates, and I think this is the bigger issue, it creates problems for investment going forward, because I think it creates the skepticism and people say, how do we know you're going to do what you say you're going to do? And I think that's the real issue and the thing they need to answer.
And certainly the backdrop of the meeting on Thursday as they proceed forward with FCA.
Yeah, and I think their sense is that they will get this thing through, but they certainly are having to do a lot of explaining and answering a lot of questions.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.